Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on Super Bowl Sunday. Today is the day that the football fans from New England get to taste Seahawk. And I'm told it tastes like chicken. So I can't wait. It's going to be a great game from both teams. They're going to be out there and give it all. So I hope you enjoy it. Have a great old time with your family. And enjoy this newest of all holidays. And all the crazy commercials that are on there. Going to make it a lot of fun for everybody. But if you need a sign that spring is coming and you live in the Northeast, it doesn't look very good. We had 31 inches of snow at my house in Kennebunk, and then a couple of little storms with 2 to 3 inches each. And the forecast for tomorrow is 6 to 10 inches of additional snow on top of that. And Boston is in the same, maybe a little bit more for them. It's just incredible, the piles of snow that we have. So I'm not worried about my shrubs having any winter burn from the cold winds and the sun getting up higher in the sky, because you can't even see the shrubs around the house. And the drifting and everything else. Absolutely crazy, crazy winter. And growing up in New England, you know that the stormiest month of the entire year is the month of February. And if this weather continues into February, which Monday is the beginning of it, it's going to be a long winter. And if you live in the Boston area, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of the streets are just single lanes. They have no place to put the snow. It's a real, real mess out there. And parts of central Massachusetts, Connecticut, got over 3 feet on the ground. Going to be interesting. Absolutely interesting. So if you're stuck inside, make sure that you receive our email newsletter. It's free. And all you have to do is go to my website, paulparent.com. When the page comes up, click on Sign Up for Newsletter. Put in your email address, submit it. And Thursday, you'll get a copy of it. And this week, I wanted to give you some ideas of plants that will give you color. And I did 3 stories. One on African violet, the history behind it. And because, after all, African violets was the first flowering plant available to everybody in the country. And it really got its start in the northern part of the country by Willworts, F.W. Willworts. They started to see trends that people wanted plants. They brought it into their store, and people went crazy. And it's come a long way. There are so many different varieties of African violets today. I mean, every color, as you can imagine, bicolors, leaf sizes, smooth, some are crinkled and wrinkled, variegated foliage, and even miniature ones that fully grown will only grow to a diameter of less than 6 inches with gorgeous flowers. So African violets can grow in any home. They'll grow in a wide range of temperatures. And this time of the year, put them in a south-facing window, give them plenty of sunlight, feed them about every 2 to 3 weeks, moist but not wet. And when you water, I know it's difficult not to get the foliage wet. And African violets have little hair on them, like a little fuzz. So if you're going to water your African violets, use warm water to begin with. Do it early in the day, and that way it has a chance to dry on the foliage fairly quick, and that will eliminate diseases. And go easy on the water, okay? You don't want them to dry out, but you want to keep them evenly moist, never wet. Never in a saucer that's filled with water, unless you're watering from the bottom up. And that should be for like maybe, 20 minutes to a half an hour. But I water from above. I use warm water with an indoor watering can with a small nozzle and try and keep the leaves from getting wet. The other thing that happens is if you water late in the day and the leaves stay wet all night, they can develop powdery mildew. And that's like a white film on the foliage. And if not cared for in time, you're going to lose your violets. And if you keep them too wet, the roots are going to rot, or you'll get crown rot, which is the fungus that attacks the stem that emerges out of the ground, and all of a sudden the plant will wilt. You touch it and it comes right out in one piece. So, you know, give them a good drink. Check them on a weekly basis. I just pick them up, feel how heavy they are, and give them a good drink. Let it drain. They're all set. And what I do to make it easy, because they like a steady food, so I use the dynamite pellets. And I put the dynamite pellets in the spring, and it will last for 6 months. Then I put it in the fall, and it lasts all winter. That way I'm not feeding every couple of weeks, because every time I water, they get fed. And the second plant that I talked about is the zebra plant. Now, this is a great plant. It's deep, deep green. It has a silvery white lines through it, just like a zebra. And on the top of the plant, because when you buy it, you're going to buy a single stem. It will have a yellow pine cone shaped flower. And out of the flowers are going to come out of the pine cone growth, you'll have little yellow flowers. Now, that yellow pine cone that develops is called a brack. And I know you're familiar with a brack because you've bought a poinsettia. You know the red leaves that everybody thinks is a flower? That's called a flowering brack or a flowering leaf. The actual flower on a poinsettia are the little white, little yellow buttons on the very, very center and top of your flower. But on your zebra plant, it's in the shape of a pine cone, and the yellow flowers come out like a finger. The end of it opens up like a snapdragon. And what a lot of people don't realize is when it gets done blooming, you cut off the flower and the and two leaves underneath them, and it will make side shoots, and it will get bushier, and it will rebloom every single year. You repot it to a bigger pot. You can put it outside during the summer months on your deck or patio where you get some shade. Beautiful. Oh, the foliage is just gorgeous, and it's very, very easy to grow. And then the other plant that I wrote about is the lollipop plant or the golden shrimp plant. And the flower for this plant is similar to the zebra but smaller. Again, it's bracts, yellow bracts in the shape of a white pine cone. But this one has white finger-shaped flowers that open up like a snapdragon, and you keep cutting it back, repot it, and it will bloom off and on all year long. And again, you can put it outside on your deck in full sun.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largue Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good morning and welcome. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and if we can help you, the phone number here is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll tell you how to take care of your houseplants. We'll tell you how to deal with the snow and what you should be doing, if anything, to some of the shrubbery with all the snow that you have on the ground and what's coming. And the latest forecast for New England is another 6 to 10 inches or more in some areas over the 30-plus inches that's there already now from last week's storm. So if you've got cabin fever, you're looking for some ideas of house plants, I can give you some ideas. If you're wondering what your lawn looks like, and you want to be aware of what to do when spring arrives, we can talk about that. We can talk about some of the great spring flowering plants. Now, I want you to keep saying this to you. If you live in an area where there's a lot of snow on the ground, say to yourself, spring is 48 days away. Spring is 48 days away. You say it enough times, you're going to feel a lot better, and you'll start to believe it. And that will help to make the snow melt. St. Patrick's Day, 45 days away. And Valentine's Day is 14. So Saturday in 2 weeks is Valentine's Day, and we'll get you prepped for it. Going to have my son Jason on the radio, who's a florist, next Sunday to tell you all about the flowers. It's not just roses. He'll tell you about the meaning of the various colors and the various types of cut flowers and how to take care of them. But Tuesday is an important day. Tuesday is Groundhog's Day.
And let's see if that little woodchuck can give us a nice early spring. Otherwise, we're going to jam him back in that hole and plug it so he can't get out until spring does arrive. But give us a call. Again, open lines 855-660-4261. Now, those of you that are preparing for the storm, this one's going to be a little bit wetter. So it's not going to be dry and drifty. It's going to have some moisture content to it. So what you should do, when you see that the storm is starting, if you're using that new product from Natural Alternative, put a very light coating on your driveway and on your walkways, and that way it's there. And after you've shoveled and cleaned, then that salt substitute will take care of any ice that has built up from your car driving on it or you walking on it. It will help to break it down a lot faster. This is a great product, folks. It's environmentally friendly, which rock salt is not. It will not hurt your lawn. It will not hurt any of your perennials, shrubs, trees. You won't track it in the house and leave a trail of white coloration on your floor and carpet, staining them. And one bag is equal to four bags of rock salt. And if you want to get more information about it, check out their website. And they've got a video, and they'll show you all about it. The website is natural-alternative.com. And it will give you a list of nurseries where you can buy this ice melt pellet. And if there's not one near you, you can go on the internet, you can order it, and they'll ship it to you. And if you put in the coupon area, PPGC from All Parent Garden Club, they'll give you an additional 10% discount and free shipping. But this is good stuff. And you don't need a lot, because one bag is equal to four bags of rock salt. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live stream. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-281-8582. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-281-8582. That's 1-800-281-8582. Call 1-800-281-8582.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. If we can help you, we have open lines. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's begin the hour. Daniel, are you ready to do a little gardening?
I believe so.
Terrific. Okay. Who do you have up for me first this morning?
We've got Chris from New Hampshire. He has a question about amaryllis.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you very much, Paul. I have a question. My amaryllis all of a sudden woke up last week, and it's starting to grow, and I've already got one bud. And what do I do?
Okay. How long have you had it potted?
You wouldn't believe this, but I got one of them in there. It's over 30 years old.
Okay. What I would do is I would put it in a window where it gets as much sunshine as possible, but on the cool side. If you put it in a window where it only gets morning sun or late in the day sun, it will stretch, and the stem,
that holds the flowers will get taller and taller and taller, and sometimes it gets so tall it will fall over. So I like to put it in a south-facing window. That keeps the size of the flowering stem shorter. When the buds get ready to open, then I'll bring it away from the window, put it on my dining room table, on my kitchen table, and that way they're not getting as much light, they're not going to stretch, and because they're cooler away from a direct sun window, the blossoms are going to last longer. Now, with some luck, you may even get a second stem. So when the first stem gets all done blooming, take a sharp knife and carefully cut it as close to the foliage as possible. And if there's another bud cutting, you know, be careful you don't cut into the bud. And then feed it well, and feed it every 2 to 3 weeks with a liquid food or use the dynamite pellets. And keep it growing until spring. And then when it's safe to plant your tomatoes out, repot it if it hasn't been repotted for a year or two into a pot a couple of inches larger. And in time, that amaryllis bulb, the single bulb, will make bubblets, little bulbs coming up around the side of the mother. And the clump will get larger and larger, and older plants can have as many as half a dozen or 10 bulbs, all with flowering stalks.
I have, in this one pot, I have the mother plant who's 30 years old, and there's three other plants that have gone off to the side. And it's in a 12-inch pot, so it makes it difficult to move it around.
Right. Now, what you could do is, I mean, are the babies making flowers also, or is it only...
Yes, in fact, the one bud I have now is from one of the babies.
Okay. Now, what you can do is you can keep them like that, now, but the plant needs to go dormant. So you keep it on your deck, or you can plant it in the garden until September. In September, you take that potted plant, you put it in your basement, or you dig it out of the garden and put it in a pot, put it in your basement, and say, let's take a little nap. And you let all the energy that's in the foliage drain back down into the bulb where it will be stored. The leaves will turn yellow. And then brown, and then you cut off all the dead leaves. So what you're looking at in your pot is an upside-down light bulb with the bulb in the soil or partially in the soil and the pot that you would screw into the light sticking up. So you cut off all the dead leaves, let it sit in your basement, dormant, no water, and then after Christmas, bring it back up. Give it a good drink, and it'll come right back to life for you.
Yeah, that's what it's done for all these years, and it's I hate to disturb it because it's doing so well the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if it's getting to a point where you can't handle it because it's getting to be too big, what you can do is in the spring when you get ready to put it out, you're going to knock it out of the pot. You're going to take your hose, and you're going to wash the soil away from the cluster of bulbs. And you'll see where the other bulblets have attached to the mother. And you look carefully, and you'll see on the bottom of those new bulbs is a root system. And you take a knife, put it between the baby and the mother, and carefully cut it so that you get the new bulb and a root system. And then you can take the three babies off the mother, put them in three individual pots, and now you're going to have four plants. Or you can keep it as one, just as long as you do increase the size of the pot every couple of years to give it some additional room to grow, to give it some fresh soil with a lot of good organic matter, black gold potting soil that you can buy at a lot of the garden centers is great. It's a man-made soil, and it's made with compost. It's made with a good aged bark. They put compost, animal manure, all kinds of things in there. And then they put bacteria and fungi in it. And it will really make your plants come back to life. So that's up to you. You either keep it as one, but repot it if it hasn't been redone in the last few years. Or you can divide it and make four plants instead of one big one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good day, and don't forget to cheer on the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. Now, one of the plants that's being sold in the garden centers are gardenias. And they're beautiful. And when people see them, they smell the flower and they go, oh, this is so fantastic. Oh, I just love it. Now, before you buy that plant, you have to say to yourself, what kind of heat do I have? And if it's a forced hot air system, or you have a wood stove, then you got to think twice. Now, a wood stove is better than a forced hot air system because you can put it in the room other than where the heat source is. Because gardenias, which are beautiful, they need moisture in the air and around the flower bud. So what you have to do is get a big plastic saucer that's almost the size of the width of the plant. So if you've got a gardenia that's in a 6 or an 8 inch pot and spreads about a foot, then you're going to need a 12 inch saucer. You fill it full of marble chip or gravel. Set your plant on top of it. And get into the routine of every morning or every evening filling the saucer to the bottom of your gardenia plant with water. And then during the day, the water is going to evaporate, it's going to rise, and it will add moisture and humidity to the foliage. And then the other thing, keep right near the plant a mister bottle. And whenever you walk by it, grab the mister bottle and spray every single bud. If the air in your house is dry, the bud is going to swell, it's going to turn white, and it's going to fall from your plant. And you've done nothing wrong, it's just it likes humidity. If you have forced hot water, it's not that much of a problem. And the other thing is, when you buy a gardenia, if the pot is a straight-sided pot, like a container that you would buy a outside plant, like a juniper or a rhododendron, you know how they're black? And it's like a cylinder. Well, if the gardenia comes in a pot, and it's a black pot, it's in the shape of a cylinder, then I want you to quickly pull it out of the pot. Buy a new pot when you purchase the plant that's going to be a couple of inches larger, a bag of black gold potting soil and repot it. And that plant will do a lot better. Because when they grow them, the gardenias are grown on a steel bench. And they're spaced evenly. And when it's time to water, they turn on a valve. The bench is about 6 inches tall with a lip all the way around. It fills full of water, and it waters the plant from the bottom, sits there for so many minutes, and then it drains. So it becomes pot-bound. And it dries out because it's not used to being on a constant irrigation. So if you can repot your gardenia, a container a couple of inches larger, and water it as needed, it will do beautiful. Now, for a fertilizer for a gardenia, they like acidic. So you're going to buy a fertilizer called Mere Acid. It's just like Miracle-Gro, which is in a yellow and green box. Mere Acid is in a silver and blue box. And it's for acid-loving plants, which are gardenias. And if you're growing citrus, oranges, lemons, limes in your home, they like it. And for outside, blueberries like it. And you can use it on your hydrangea to keep the color blue. Okay? And then any of your evergreen shrubs. But you got to do it often. But gardenia is a good plant if your house is hot, it's dry, and you've got forced hot air or a wood stove. It may be something that, maybe I'll try a different plant. And there's a lot of good tropical plants available. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design
design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Don't be scared to call. It's just you and me. And, you know, we can help to avoid an awful lot of problems. We mentioned earlier the trip that we're planning this year. We have one cabin left. I haven't talked to Largae because they were closed 3 days because they had over 30 inches of snow, lost some power. And I don't know if they did sell that last cabin, but if you'd like to join us, give them a call, and I'm sure they can help you out. The number is 800-322-9481. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Suzanne from Massachusetts, and she has a question regarding daffodils and tulips.
Susan, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I received some tulips and some daffodil bulbs from a friend back in October, and naturally I didn't get outside and plant them correctly. Should I or may I be, will they bloom if I put them in pots and put them outside now?
Okay. Do you have a garage or a tool shed? Okay.
Garage.
What I want you to do is go to your garden center. Pick up some good quality potting soil, like black gold, and pot them up. Give them a good drink. Put them on the floor in the back of your garage, where people won't be tripping on them, and okay. there's no heat. Or if your garage is heated, then put them in your garage for about 2 weeks. To give them a chance to start to make a root system.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is take your hand, cover the pot, turn it upside down, and slowly pull the pot away from the root ball. And if you see that the roots are forming, slide the pot back on it, and then put it in your tool shed. It needs to be cold to lay dormant because you don't want them to bloom right now.
But okay.
I've planted bulbs just like you where I had them in the garage, I had them in the tool shed, forgot all about it, and the ground was frozen. Or you've got a lot of snow and the ground's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've potted crocuses, I've done hyacinths, daffodils, tulips, all in pots. I keep them wet. I keep them on the cool side. And then when we get to, early March, then you could take a pot or two, especially of like a miniature daffodil or your crocuses or any of your small bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them in, put them on your windowsill, and they'll bloom inside your house. And then when you get them blooming, you cut off the flowers on them, allow that foliage to grow for about a month, and then plant them directly in your garden in mid to late April if the frost is out of the ground and the snow's all gone, hopefully. And then they'll come back and bloom at the normal time next year.
Oh, great. I have one question I'm still unsure of. When you say to put it in the garage, give it a good drink, what do you mean, like get the soil nice and moist but not wet?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So
then
what I do is I'll put about 1 to 2 inches of soil,
mm-hmm.
set my bulbs in, cover it so there's a couple of inches of soil on top of it,
mm-hmm.
and then I give it a good drink until it drains out of the bottom, out of the drainage holes. That way I know that the soil is moist uniformly, and then I just put them in the back of my garage. I've got a bench, like a tool tool bench, and I slide them under there.
Mm-hmm.
That way I'm not tripping on them and things like that. And every now and then I'll just feel the soil go down about a knuckle and a half. And if I see this beginning to dry out, then I'll add some additional water to it.
Okay, and, Paul,
But again, keep it on the cool side.
Okay, why do you tip it upside down to check for the roots? I missed that part.
Just to make sure, because if your garage is hot, you want to make sure that it's rooted before you put it in your tool shed with no heat.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.